So this work is by a very influential conceptual artist named Joseph Kossuth. It's called White and Black from the Art as Idea series. And Kossuth became very interested in the meaning of contemporary art. And when we talk about conceptual art, we're talking about art that's really about an idea, more about an idea than about the actual object itself that you're looking at. The object that we're looking at, which in this case happens to be photostats of dictionary definitions printed in negative, so it's white text on black background. And it's really providing us with a way of thinking about what it means to put together the definitions of the words black and white, or white and black. And certainly in the 1960s, when Kossuth made this work, it would have had some, as it still does today, have some very serious cultural ramifications. And I think what's really interesting about this piece is that if you start to read the definitions of black and white from whatever dictionary Kossuth found them in the 1960s, they're actually pretty astounding. I mean, black is a Negro, a black-skinned person. Among the various definitions of white, having the color of new snow opposed to black, innocent as a white soul. I mean, there's really some very provocative language there. That's something that's really interesting about the idea of using dictionary definitions, because they're, you know, you think of them as being so kind of fixed and official, and here you immediately can see that this is totally outdated.